is your celebrity crush?
Oh, not a hall pass?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, who? Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is your celebrity hall pass? Like celebrity crush?
Has
celebrity?
To be a celebrity?
I guess not. Who is your hall pass? I mean, do you have a hall pass?
You're going to say your next door neighbor?
You're saying Samantha down the street. I think you'll be a...
But that would be a hall pass if the your significant other agrees, or you're just saying, this is who I want it to be.
I think you could just say, this is who I want my hall pass to be.
I think it should be anybody.
Well, the reason we're asking is because Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, just revealed their hall passes, and I happen to think that Jelly Roll's choice hits a little too close to home.
Is it Bugs Bunny?
No, it's not.
Oh, because why it's Bunny.
Bunny XO. Oh, okay. No. Mm-mm. He said Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And
why is that too close to home?
Because
I thought you were going to say like a porn star.
No.
Because his wife used to be a porn.
I think too close because he's a singer.
Yeah.
She's a singer. They probably actually can and do run in the same circle.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's naming somebody that's not a celebrity, if you will.
Right.
It's too close.
I would be very surprised if Taylor Swift said, yeah.
Oh,
you
I
know
don't
what?
Think she would at all. I don't think she would.
I
but
mean, if things go bad with Travis Kelce, maybe.
I don't know. That'd be crazy.
Because he'll break her.
He would. Yeah. But I just thought, huh.
Yeah.
He's.
Because they run into each other.
Who's the Bunny XO's hall pass?
So Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, named Chris Cerulli. And he's the lead singer of the band Motionless in White. And she called, Bunny XO called him her hall pass. I mean,
ugly as hell.
She loves ugly human beings.
She loves tattoos.
Jelly Roll's much more attractive than this guy.
Yeah.
What? This is like Wish's. Marilyn Manson.
It is. Looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a hall pass that can come true because he's probably like, okay.
Well,
they've
met in real life too.
That's not good.
That's how this all came about because Bunny XO posted on TikTok that a picture with her, with Chris, and her caption was, "You could say we're in love now." And even though Jelly Roll wrote "bout time" in the comments, his fans were offended on his behalf because they were like, they've met in real life. Typically, a hall pass is somebody
you have
no chance of meeting.
It's a fantasy.
You
have no chance. You're not going to meet.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes. So that's why I think Taylor Swift is kind of weird.
Seriously? Really?
All right, Jason, tell us your hall pass.
Who's
then?
Your hall pass?
Mine is Amanda Cabedetto.
I'm sorry?
Amanda Cabedetto.
Who's that?
She's an Instagram model.
I'm going to have to Google.
If you search, it's Amanda. If you see her, you would... Squid, search. You like her.
I'm typing her name.
Amanda K... Are you ready for the last name?
Yeah.
K-A-B-D-E-B-O. Make sure you get it right.
Amanda
Cadeva. That would be mine. Because I don't think.
Is she real?
I do like Margot Robbie.
Is she real?
Yeah.
It does bring.
Parts of her are not.
Is it one of those AI?
A lot of parts of her are not.
It's real. A lot of people say, oh, celebrity, like actors and stuff like that. And I think Margot Robbie's hot. I've seen some candid photos of Margot Robbie. Gosh.
You
can't speak today. Candid photos of Margot Robbie, and the movies help her out. They do. Wolf of Wall Street, when she was naked in that and all the stuff she did, that was unbelievably good. Like, they must do some tricks or filters and all that stuff.
Did you? Well, you know, you haven't, but I'm shocked that you haven't seen Barbie. I'm shocked.
I have not yet.
She is a flawless human being, looks-wise.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this one right here, to me... I mean, she's not a famous actor or anything, but she's on Instagram, and I think that would be my hall pass.
Okay.
Although I might be a little too nervous. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't think you'd be able to perform.
I think
maybe not.
I think the reason we do celebrities is because no one knows who you're talking about.
You have to Google her.
I'm sorry. She has a lot of followers, Jared. So people know.
Yeah, so Selena Gomez, you know, where you say the name,
know that.
Like, yeah, but if we all do like Trent Gehry, some guy on Instagram is like, okay.
That's right.
All right.
But she's this Instagram model.
But she's not famous.
Like, no one knows Instagram, she is.
Yeah, but I didn't.
What is her Q score?
Or whatever.
For. No one knows who she is.
She's got a lot of followers, but I did not recognize the name. I feel like I've seen her, probably because Jason made me Google her at some other point during our shows. But no, I
you think
name
she's
wise,
attractive?
I'll go ahead and go.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's yours?
Get us on track.
Yes, please.
Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That plays who?
Wonder Woman.
Let's see.
Yeah. You
dark
see,
hair.
A lot of people say Gal Gadot.
Yeah, dark hair, taller.
Dark hair, dark eyes.
I don't have a type.
Yeah, that tracks.
And accent.
What is her accent?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. French? I'm not sure. Godot's French.
Do you realize that she's almost 40 years old?
That's fine.
She's Wonder Woman. Stop. Who cares?
She's invincible. I didn't she's say Wonder anything. Woman.
You That's... say it with a condescending tone. No, we all know what you're saying.
I'm just saying that he may like older women. That's good.
Older women.
This girl is not my type at all.
Of course she's not.
Am I on the right girl?
Look up Gal Gadot Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Oh, definitely not.
That's Gal Gadot.
Yeah, she's a brunette, which 80% of the world is.
Yeah, but this is not my type.
Okay. Yeah. Well, mine is not some random Instagram model.
Here's a picture of her with curly hair. I just can't.
I just cannot.
Like, how could a studio pick her to be Wonder Woman?
Yeah. She looks too skinny to me. See, this girl looks skinnier to me.
Okay. Yeah.
She doesn't have fake boobs. Which right. I don't care if somebody
look
does.
Look at how skinny that arm is.
Stop.
She has the lasso of truth.
Yeah.
And they make your arms skinny.
Oh, wait a minute. Look at how skinny her leg is.
Okay.
Seriously, it's too skinny.
Is Susan Boyle better? Would that have been a better choice instead of Susan Boyle?
No, I'm just saying, I don't like super skinny.
All right, Katie, who's yours?
My hall pass, celebrity hall pass, has been someone that I have thought, I've just thought my whole life is super hot. David Beckham.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The man can get tattoos everywhere, and he has. I mean, he could have them on his face.
They're getting pretty close. Yeah.
They really are. They're creeping up.
He's almost 50.
He just is so hot to me. And
even now or before?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Even now, then, yes, hot. So he would be the one that I would want my hall pass to be with.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, who's your celebrity hall pass?
It would be actress Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, strong.
I know Katie's husband, Ben, agrees.
He certainly does.
True Detective.
White Lotus.
True Detective. She was in the Baywatch movie with The Rock.
Yeah, that's right.
You said White Lotus?
She's in White Lotus. That's right.
She has blue eyes. And
oh, wow. She has very like.
What's her last name?
Blue eyes.
Oh, Daddario. D-A-D-D-A-R-I-O.
Got her.
And Matt can't spell with her crap, but he can spell
that.
I type in Alexandra D and Google fills the rest up.
Okay. Yes. Again.
Jason, you would murder all your family to be with her if you had the chance.
She's very
pretty.
It's
not my type.
Okay.
What is it?
She has dark hair.
Everyone's different. You're thinking of Sydney Sweeney.
No.
From White Lotus?
What's this? She's in True Detective, right?
Yeah, Alexandra, yeah.
Dark hair.
Oh, does she?
Very,
oh, I thought it was like Dirty Blonde and True Detective. I guess not.
Oh, maybe in True Detective, but no, it's been dark in all the other ones too.
Okay. Do you like that?
Yeah, I think she's very pretty.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that.
Jason don't like that.
No, I mean, it's not I don't, but it's not my favorite by any means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this segment what Jason thinks?
No, it's not.
People's hall pass?
Yeah. It is what your hall pass is.
Yeah. Every segment.
Yeah. It's transitioned to that way.
We're transitioning to a Goodman segment.
If you'd like to tell us who your hall pass is, so we don't have to hear Jason's likes and dislikes.
No. If you'd like your hall pass critiqued by Jason, call us.
He'll tell you that it's not.
Squid, who's yours again?
Mine always like goes back and forth between who has
pick
a boyfriend and
just,
married
pick
and
one.
Who's the ultimate?
Right now, I'll say Becky G.
Becky G. Mm.
Becky
okay.
G. Yeah,
all
she's
right.
a big
wagon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a petite little Hispanic. She's really big in, I guess, the Latin pop chart.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's huge.
Out of all, except for mine, this is the second favorite for me.
Really?
Yep. Becky I like G. Hispanic girls.
All right.
Well, I didn't say that. Yeah.
But I was pretty sure she like is single, but she's engaged in 2022, so that ruins.
Listen,
it.
Squid.
Back to the drawing
David
board.
David Beckham's been married for 150 years. I'd still do him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
Hall
yeah.
pass.
That's true. It's a hall pass.
And Gal Gadot is, you know, she's in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
Or the DC
fair.
Universe. She's
fair.
Very busy.
He's no, never yeah. going to find that universe.
I'm a Marvel fan.
And Gal Gadot's had what, three kids?
Three
yeah.
kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's busy.
Very busy.
Yeah, she's got a somebody.
This
it's
is
something
just
you have in common, though, Jared. You
suspending.
Lead off with that.
Family of six. Yeah, but
you got three kids. I got three kids.
I have Superman shirt. You're Wonder Woman.
The Brady Bunch.
Be perfect.